Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A New York judge who police say repeatedly broke into his neighbor's home to steal her underwear has confessed to snatching panties on multiple occasions, even though he has pleaded not guilty.
He pled not guilty, but he was stealing them?
Yeah, still, Suffolk County District Judge Robert Sikale has been removed from the bench and is facing up to 15 years in prison. Sikale was arrested on burglary charges. The judge is a married father of three young children.
Oh, my God.
And he is accused of sneaking into a home across the street and stealing underwear of a 23-year-old woman who lives there with her parents.
Hey, isn't your dad Judge Panty Sniffer?
He reportedly knew the girl from when she worked as an intern at the attorney's office when he used to work there. In his confession, he said that he stole the underwear upon feeling urges. He admitted that on several occasions he entered the home, opened her hamper, and took the underwear.
So breaking and entering, right?
Yeah. Sikale was taken into custody after an incident that happened around 9 a.m. last Thursday when the young woman was alone. Prosecutor said she was sleeping but woke up when she heard the door open. She called out, hello, and that's when she saw Sikale at the doorway.
There's nobody here.
Authorities say he turned around and ran away, and the victim closed and locked the door and called her mother, who called 911.
Oh, jeez.
Responding officers say they saw Sikale walking up to a different house and pretending to knock on the door.
Ah.
They approached him because he matched the description of the person the victim described. They reportedly found several pairs of soiled women's underwear on him, which the victim identified as her own.
Don't you at least put them in a book?
I don't think she crapped in them. I think that
soiled
they were
makes
just
you
dirty.
Think that? Yeah.
They
yes. Just
dirty. Yeah. they chose the wrong word.
Sikale is
dripping with diarrhea. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sikale has written a letter of apology to the victim and also provided a written confession. According to the defense attorney, William Wexler, he said his reputation throughout the court is stellar.
Well, of course. He's clearly an upstanding young man.
He said every judge, every lawyer respects him, and we just have to see how this process plays out. Wexler went on to say that the judge's wife is standing by her husband through the process. He was ordered on a $15,000 bond.
However, his robe, Preston, that he wore to court was made entirely of stitched-together panties.
That would look interesting.
Yeah, it's like the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah. A Florida man driving an unregistered car. I love this story.
All right.
So was arrested for several offenses. The 28-year-old named Joshua Lee Cranmer was born in New Jersey, now works as a roofer living in Florida. Instead of actually registering his 1999 green Saturn, he just slapped an extremely old version of a license plate on it.
Okay.
There were no decals on the tag either. And on Tuesday morning, a sheriff spotted the vehicle with three other occupants. Joshua, who was driving, ignored the blue lights and siren and continued driving. The sheriff continued following the vehicle. He finally parked in front of a trailer. The sheriff knocked on the door, and out walks Josh, soaking wet and wrapped in a towel. Joshua denied driving the car. He went in and got in a shower real quick.
Oh, okay.
To pretend, you know, that it wasn't him. And he quickly thought of an alibi. He told the sheriff he was effing his girlfriend and asked him to, quote, smell his fingers to prove
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yep. Wow. Oh, wow.
You smell my fingers.
Pretty wild, huh? Smells like burned rubber.
Joshua Cranmer was arrested and charged with fleeing with disregard of safety to persons or property, driving with a suspended license, and failing to register a motor vehicle as
Sniff
well.
Sniff my D.
Yeah, that's kind of what he was saying. Two New Jersey police officers are facing charges after what authorities said was a fight over a pizza delivery. The Jersey Journal reports that Tuesday's altercation at a Domino's occurred while Jersey City police officers Rodney Clark and Courtney Solomon were on duty. A pizza shop employee said the business received an online complaint Tuesday evening from one of the officers over a delivery issue. Witnesses allege the officers arrived and threatened, grabbed, and dragged the store manager. The prosecutor's office said the officers have been suspended without pay, faced charges including terroristic threats, disorderly conduct, and harassment.
It was for pizza, though.
It was over, you know.
Come on. And
the defendants are due in court on April 10th.
I think if you were to add up the amount of stories you've had in the Bizarre Files over fights over pizza.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It would be amazing.
Parsippany police patrol officers responded to the parking lot of a food town for someone possibly using drugs in a red Acura. Upon their arrival, officers located the vehicle parked and partially obstructing a handicapped parking space in front of the parking lot. They were also advised by a caller, reported an intoxicated male later identified as Kenneth Molesky. Now, officers located Mr. Molesky near the deli area, laying on the ground with a partially consumed chicken breast laying on his chest. After they woke him up and spoke to him, they detected the odor of an alcoholic beverage on him.
I was eating chicken. Smell my finger.
Mr. Molesky was placed under arrest and transported to the hospital due to his level of intoxication. He was subsequently charged with driving while intoxicated, and he was released on his own recognizance pending his court date.
The things police officers see.
One last story. Nick, this speaks to you. Travelers in Iceland were in great danger. Nick just got back from Iceland. They were in danger as strong winds caused rocks to become airborne and fall onto visitors in the area.
Wow. I saw it.
The Ring Road Route 1 was closed due to severe weather. Gust of wind reached more than, it says 40 meters per second. Yeah. I don't know how many miles per hour.
I did the calculations. The wind gusts were about 90 to 95 miles per hour.
Whoa.
And they were consistently that high. The road that we were traveling, the Ring Road, was closed, and we were unable to make it to a destination on one of the days because the winds were so high.
They said they were closed as well due to sandstorms, but a bus driver said it wasn't just a sandstorm on the beach. There were rocks flying, and the group that I was traveling with were in trouble. They went to the beach, so I had to fetch them and lead them back. Some crawled back. But what I was most afraid of were the cars. The rock storm was so heavy that my windows were nearly shattered.
Wow!
Yeah. We saw shattered windows. People lost passenger windows, driver's side windows, because of rocks flying in the air and taking windows out.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A woman named Rebecca Alatunji and a woman named Sabinawa Ugikamabuba. In court, this was allegedly over bathing each other with human excretia.
Okay, so they were bathing in pee and poop?
I guess so. The two women who reside at Old Carmo area of Abuja.
Okay, so this is Booga Booga and Maga Booga in Babuja.
Yeah, this is in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
They're charged with disturbing the peace and constituting public nuisance. According to the prosecutor, Altuninji said that Ugachawa Mimababa, her neighbor, poured human excretia on her and her window. The prosecutor said that after the investigation, that the two women engaged in a fight and they poured human excretia on each other.
Okay, so this is like the stomping grape sequence in that I Love Lucy episode.
It's like that old bit, yeah. And that's all that I have. That's all that this is in the story.
Well, that's a hell of a story.
I have no idea what country.
Nigeria.
It's Nigeria?
Yeah.
There you go. Eat the poo-poo.
Eat the poo-poo.
You've never seen that?
Oh, yes. The preacher who has some interesting views. Some interesting world views.
A stay-at-home mom from Maryland. This is messed up.
Again, excretia?
I'm skipping that.
All right.
You don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it.
I shouldn't have even put it in the bizarre file in the first place.
I'm surprised at you.
How about this? Uma Aram, an 18-year-old
girl
from India who reportedly was speaking to a relative on an older... Her name is Uma.
Uma, yeah.
An older Nokia 5233, when the unthinkable happened. In the middle of her conversation, Aram plugged the Nokia into an outlet to charge the battery when it exploded, ultimately killing the teenager.
Killed her?
Uma was knocked unconscious and suffered injuries to her hand, leg, and chest and was taken to the local hospital, and she died. It's possible that the battery of this particular phone had never been replaced in its 8-year lifetime. The old battery stress from the phone call, in addition to being charged simultaneously, seems to have been enough to ignite the aging battery.
So we're looking at a picture of the phone here, and it looks like it's singed, but it doesn't look like it completely detonated.
The Nokia 5233 originally launched in 2010 and features a user-removable battery. It's a known fact that as rechargeable batteries age, they become more susceptible to explosions and should be replaced every few years to prevent such disasters. So, I don't know. Apparently, that might have been some kind of malfunction.
It certainly wasn't one they were selling.
I don't think it was a feature.
Hey, and every couple of years, it'll explode. Yeah, I like it.
Authorities in Florida are asking for help in finding a commercial real estate agent who owes more than $500,000 in child support and has mysteriously vanished while paddleboarding on the ocean. Constantine Theoharis.
Where is this now?
This is in Florida.
Florida.
Constantine Theoharis was last seen on March 20th on a blue paddleboard headed into the Atlantic Ocean near his Fort Lauderdale home.
Do they think he paddled across to Europe?
I don't know. He was caught on video on the paddleboard at about 6:30 a.m. that day. Theoharis's cousin, Chris Damian, reported him missing 3 days later, telling police that he hadn't heard from Theoharis since March 18th when they spoke on the phone.
I think he's pulling a fast one.
Damian told the authorities that Theoharis had been depressed lately and that usually they talked by phone daily.
Uh-huh.
He was depressed over a recent divorce and child support payments, but he was not suicidal. Theoharis, who has been divorced since 2008, owns more than $549,000, according to court records.
So he owes that much?
Yeah, in child support.
What I guess is that he made a deal, paddled out, a submarine picked him up.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Yes.
There you go.
Theoharis's brother Rick feels that he's in the worst dream you can imagine. He said his brother left behind the phone, wallet, keys, and passport to his house, which alerted him that something was way off.
I think you had the worst dream imaginable. You were here doing the show alone and couldn't operate the equipment.
I did. I had that dream, and it was scary. Trust me on that. And then we'll do one more story, and then we will wrap it up. Let's end with a good one. How about this? This is kind of a fun one. 34-year-old man took the motto, "The police, your friend and helper," to heart when he walked into a police station in Ludwigshafen, a city about 50 miles southwest of Frankfurt, Germany. His problem was a personal one. He wanted to break up with his girlfriend, but he didn't know how to do it. He just did not understand her anymore. One of the female officers took him aside and proposed several alternative scenarios.
Full body cavity check on you.
The police force did not describe what options had been suggested to the man, but they were very clear that the actual breaking up part was a job that he would have to do himself.
So they sort of counseled him a little bit.
Yes.
They tased him.
They said, "We are willing to advise, but we cannot close the deal."
Oh, well, it's nice that they did that.
"We help everyone, and we always have an open ear for citizens' concerns. Whether the man took the advice or not is not known as of this time." So I thought that was kind of nice.
That is sweet.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.